Welcome back, listeners, to another Motivation Monday together with myself, Kate D'Annunzio, and my co-host, Enoch Maurice. Hey, Enoch, how's it going?
What's going on, everybody? How's everybody doing? I hope you're doing well. I hope you're, you know, just enjoying life, you know, trying to just embrace whatever new is going on, whatever you got going on. Life is hard, but we're here. You know, we're still going.
We're still going. We're here. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, today is a day, man. It is September 11th.
Yeah.
It is September 11th. And, you know, this is a day where I think we always ask ourselves, where were you on September 11th? And listen, you are from New York. You were in New York the day that those towers fell.
Oh, man. That was, it was a weird time. I just remember I was in middle school and I just remember the announcements going off like, hey, nobody leave your classroom, stay in your seats. And I'm like, this has never happened before. Like, what is going on? And even at that age in middle school, I could see the teacher, like, you just knew something was different. Like, because you know, you have fire drills, we have those get under the desk, those drills. But this one felt like you could really feel it. I don't know if people outside of New York could feel it, but we didn't even know what happened. But it was just something in the air that was like something like this is different. And I just remember being in the classroom. Then the principal was going to every classroom, just speaking to the students like, hey, there's something going on at the in downtown, but everything's okay. Just stay in your office. I mean, stay in your classrooms. And if I'm being honest, after that, I remember they were calling certain students to the office. And I think some people, their parents worked in the Twin Towers. So I don't ever remember what happened after that, but I knew they were calling students from there. And I remember some students were going home, getting picked up. And I just remember, like, it was just a weird day. They were saying a whole bunch of stuff, terrorists. We didn't know exactly what that meant, because they were saying terrorists and stuff like that. But we didn't know exactly what that meant. But then they showed us, talked about the buildings getting hit. And we're just like, what is going on? And then you didn't really realize how bad it was till you got home. Mm-hmm. When you got home, you have a routine as a kid. You put your cartoons on and none of that was working. Nothing but news on the TV. Like, all the channels was just nothing but news. And you just see what's happening, all the chaos. And I'm just like, what is going on? Like, it felt like the end of the world. Mm-hmm. Like, it really felt like the end of the world. And it's just so crazy that we're how many years now? 2011. 20 something years since that happened?
Already. Yeah.
Wow. And I just remember it like it was yesterday. I just remember seeing the videos of all the dust and all the it was a crazy time. It was crazy. The radio was talking about, like, that's all you heard. It was a wild time. It was definitely wild.
It was really I was 19 and I remember I was working at a tax firm in South Calgary and somebody came into my office and they told me what had happened. And so we went and we found there was a coffee shop and they had a TV and everybody was from this whole mall was in this coffee shop watching it. And it was devastating, you know, and it was really interesting because, you know, there were the Twin Towers and then there was, you know, the Philadelphia flight and then there was the Pentagon all of that was happening kind of at the same time. Mm-hmm. And people were talking about, like, Osama bin Laden. And, like, honestly, we lived in a vacuum. We didn't know about that stuff because, I mean, social media wasn't really all that much of a thing. So if you didn't watch the news, you didn't know too much. Right. I mean, like, people weren't posting about Osama bin Laden on their MySpace. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's not like Facebook. And I remember just like the feeling of helplessness, like, and I think that's humanity, right? I mean, yep. when you have an empathetic heart and when you're a part of humanity, I don't think that you have to know the people. I don't think you have to associate with even the country, but it's just like, mm-hmm. it's such an atrocity. And I think for us in the Western world, it's something that level of violence is not something we're used to.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
And I remember, you know, they were putting out calls for blood donations even here. And so mm-hmm. we went and we donated blood the following wow. day. Like there was probably like five or six of us that went and we donated blood. And that was when I quickly learned that I couldn't donate blood because taking all of the blood out of me, I would pass out. So I started donating I started donating platelets because they would put the oxygen back out. Like I was sitting there and I was giving my blood donation and my friend looks over at me and she goes, "Holy smoke." She goes, "You're pale. Your eyes look like two pee holes in a snowbank." And I was like, "I'm seeing Doth." And I was like, I was out. I passed out. But, you know, I mean, you know, so what we found was like this humanity started to like come together. But what was really interesting, where I'm from in the Yukon, it's right next to Alaska. And there was a very large plane, like a jumbo, like up there, you don't take anything more than like a 737, right? Because mm-hmm. the runway just generally can't handle it. And there was an Asian aircraft that was flying over kind of the border between Alaska and Yukon and hadn't grounded itself because everybody had grounded. All of the planes had been grounded immediately. And so what ended up happening was they landed like this 747 in Whitehorse. And so they locked down all of the schools. They locked down the jail, which is like right beside the airport. Wow. And they took this plane down, like it was guided in by American Air Force. And my dad said it was just crazy because like this guy came out and he was just panicked. And he had his shirt and he was waving it like a white flag because like they thought that that plane had been hijacked because it wouldn't come down. But what it was a language barrier. He didn't speak English.
Oh.
And so they're commanding him to go down and he doesn't understand what they're saying to him. And so they ended up like they had these fighter jets that came right because, it was insane.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
One thing that time showed me is that people know how to come together.
Yes.
Like that was the most camaraderie I saw with people. Like race wasn't a thing. Everybody just cared for each other. What did you need? What? And it was like, wow, like we can come together. We just mm-hmm. choose not to. And it's just like, it was a beautiful time. Just like people, and it wasn't like a come together because I need you, you knew me. It's like people cared about each other. It was genuine. People looked out for each other. What did you need? I'm here for you. Is your parent like everyone? The community was strong, and I hate the fact that it had to be something terrible that brings us together. Almost kind of like COVID. Like COVID was, people were looking out for each other, but it's like, why can't we on our own just decide to come together and build something as a community and be there for each other when we need it?
Without tragedy, right?
Yeah.
So absolutely. And it makes me think of like the time in New York after the fact, right? Like the recovery effort. I mean, not just cleaning up the site you know, liberating the deceased from the rubble, because I mean, mm-hmm. I can't even imagine what that was like.
Traumatizing. Yeah.
Like I can't even imagine. We have a friend who actually was down in that area of downtown. And mm-hmm. As he was evacuating, he looked over and it was like by the Trade Center and there was all of this rubble. And he could see these shoes poking out of the rubble. And he said to me, I thought that what had happened was the shoe store in the bottom of the tower had blown the shoes out, but they were actually shoes attached to feet, right? And just like that stuff. Like, I mean, I have a podcast that my friend actually spoke on, and he says that he actually, you know, the photo of the man jumping out of the tower.
Yeah. Yeah.
He witnessed that. Like he watched that with his own two eyes, right? And it's like, so that level of trauma in terms mm-hmm. of like just I think there's like layers to it. Like there's, yep. you were in the tower and you escaped, you were worked mm-hmm. in the tower, but maybe you didn't go to work that day. So there's maybe some yeah. survivor's guilt.
Yeah.
There's the loved ones who were left behind after all of those people perished. Then there's the people who felt the immediate impact in that area of mm-hmm. New York. And then there's New York itself and how you guys yep. in New, as New Yorkers felt. And then yeah. beyond that, there's the nation. And then beyond yeah. that, it goes into yeah. our continent. And I think like, what did it look like? What did it feel like as the community? And I mean, I think it's weird when we call you New York community, because it's just so many communities mixed to one.
Yeah.
But in this yeah. case, it was one community. What motivated and how did the community bounce back from that?
I think that's a testament of resilience and mm-hmm. that it's funny that I say this now and it's weird, but I feel like we were the type of people that would be able to come back from something like that.
Absolutely.
Because we're just brought up with this gritty mindset, this take no BS, like we're going to find a way through it. And it just goes to show you that no matter what happens, you have the ability to make it through. Like no matter what happens in your life, something like that, you would think like it's over. You don't know what's next, but we were able to find a way to just make it through, keep pushing, keep walking. And it was a crazy time. Things changed. Airports changed. Like,
oh yeah.
Things were not the same. It was a new normal. And it just showed me, still to this day, when I look back and reflect, it's like you can make it through anything. And people that are still here, like that could have happened anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That could have happened anywhere. So I think people, if they're going to reflect on 9/11, it's like, yo, I'm still here.
Mm-hmm.
It's for a reason. Like that could have happened anywhere. And I'm still here. So let me try to make something of this life that I have. Let me try to do something with this breath that I still have, because there was nobody that woke up that morning going to work thinking that that would be their last time breathing.
Oh, no.
You know, so I think it's important for us to take time and say, yo, I'm thankful for where I'm at. I may not like the job that I'm going to today. I may not like where I'm at in life right now, but I'm still here. Let me try to turn the corner and make something happen.
I think that's so powerful too. And that is a New Yorker attitude, right? I mean,
yeah.
you don't survive in New York if you don't survive in New York, right? Yeah. I mean, and that's yeah. really what it comes down to. I mean,
yeah.
it is, it's a gritty place. I mean, we did some work out in New Jersey, which is where that client is. And, mm-hmm. And it's a different world because yeah. it's also an independent world. And
oh, yeah.
so
oh, yeah.
to see New York come together and lean on each other and yeah. actually rely on somebody
yeah.
other than like one person to come together as truly as a community, I think was really powerful. And I think it did teach us the power of community, and it did show mm-hmm. us the resilience that New York and New Yorkers have.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm very thankful that I'm from New York. I don't live there anymore, but every time I go back, I'm reminded I'm in New York, because mm-hmm. in North mm-hmm. Carolina, people just wave at you. They're just happy. In New York, nobody's waving at you.
Uh-huh.
Nobody's uh-huh. saying hi. You just keep your head down and you just keep going. And that's it. So like there's no place like New York. I'm so thankful that I'm from there. I appreciate New York. It made me the person I am today. It gave me grit. It gave me a mindset. Like I was never in a bubble. It just gave me perspective on life. Like things can happen at that young age to have to witness that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how exactly, but I'm pretty sure it changed me from that day moving forward. I don't know. Like I can't pinpoint what exactly, but I'm pretty sure it changed me. And I wouldn't say it was a bad thing. I would just say it was more so a different preparation for life than other children at that age had to deal with.
Yeah, you know, I would agree. You know, you mentioned the energy, and yeah, the energy was different. And it was, I think the energy of North America changed that day.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I think we started to see that, we aren't untouchable. Right. Mm-hmm. And it created an element of fear. Like my daughter's father was in the army at that point in Windsor, and like they were downing planes and he had to go on. And he said it was one of the worst things that he's ever done because he had to go on and racially profile people and pull people off who they suspected would have been terrorists. And I can't imagine having to put yourself in that position and. You know, like it's so, you know, I guess if there's one thing that I want to highlight is that we are in solemn remembrance of this event.
Yeah.
And I think that if there's one thing that we do want to remember as we go forward with the day is remembering gratitude and, you know, think about where we've come from since that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's definitely like, that's a key word, gratitude, because we're not guaranteed life every day. No. Like that's the one thing we don't have like full control over. Like we can go to sleep and we can say it, but there's no 100% fact that you might wake up. No. So when you wake up, like, so what things aren't going the way you thought it would? So what you're not in the position that you believed 5 years ago? This was your 5-year plan. By now, you would be in a certain place. You're still here. So that means you still have time to make whatever it is you've dreamed of, whatever it is you feel like you want to see yourself. You still have time to make that happen. There are people that wish that they were still here. So let 9/11 remind you that, oh, I am valuable. I am here for a purpose still. That's why I'm still breathing. If you're wondering why you're still breathing, it's because you're supposed to still be here. There's something still here left for you to do. So just take advantage of the breath that you have. Take advantage of the life that you have. Take advantage of the obstacle that's in front of you right now and use that to make you stronger so that you're prepared for the next obstacle because they're coming and all you have to do is just keep getting stronger and you keep getting better and you keep leveling up and get to the place that you need to be.
I don't think there's anything left to say. That was just, that was like, I agree.
Yeah, yeah. New York is my home for life. I love New York.
That's amazing. Well, Enoch, it's awesome chatting with you. And I look forward to our next one. And
thank you.
Listeners, thank you for joining us today. And we encourage you to take a moment and think about what transpired in our continent. Express gratitude for what you have. And as always, if there's anyone you'd like to see us feature, any content you'd like to see us have on the podcast, reach out. A cost doesn't call a thing. Oh, a call doesn't cost a thing.
Hey, that's the new slogan. Let's go.